7 years ago, 10-year-old Philip Goff went swimming in a lake in Auburndale, but a week later he died from a brain-eating amoeba that lives in fresh water and enters the body when water is forced up the nose. Philip's parents are both doctors, and since their son's death, they've been educating the public, including posting a series of billboards along Interstate 4. Philip's mom, Sandra, recently spoke with WUSF News.
My name is Sandra Gumpf. I'm a physician and faculty member at the University of South Florida. Philip was a very bright, precocious child, and he loved nature. There was nothing better to him than being outdoors under the sky. Philip had spent the weekend with his cousins on Lake Arrieta. They were swimming and wakeboarding and just generally having a great time. And we didn't really think about it much more until about 5 days later, where he came to us before bedtime and he said, "I have a headache." And that was a little bit unusual. And we checked his neck for neck stiffness because we are concerned about meningitis. His father and I are both physicians. And it was okay. So we just told him, "Okay, well, go to bed and you might just be overtired. It's summer." And that was that. And the next morning, I went to work and my husband went to check on him and he was difficult to wake up. And my husband noticed that his neck was stiff and he immediately recognized that he had meningitis. Because my husband is a pediatric hospitalist, he took him to the hospital where he works right away and they did a spinal tap. And the preliminary results from the spinal tap showed that he had very, very severe meningitis. We got the results not too long after I got to the hospital, and it was so severe, the inflammation was so severe that I really knew that he was going to die. It was just a matter of time. It is 100% preventable. The way you acquire amoebic meningitis, or Naegleria fowleri in particular, is by swimming in fresh water that is not chlorinated or treated. And that may be a running river, it may be a lake, it may be a pond, a drainage ditch. If you're going to be swimming in fresh water that's not treated, then the main things are to keep the head dry, keep water from getting into the nose, which you can hold the nose. We suggest nose clips for people who are doing activities that are likely water forced up the nose. We have a rotating group of billboards, digital billboards on I-4, east and westbound near Strawberry Crest, exit 14. One of them is a picture of our family and with Philip cut out of the picture, just to reflect, our reality now. And the message on that one is that, we couldn't save our son, but you can save yours. And here's how. We have a public service video, community awareness video, two of them actually. One of them tells the story of what happened to us, what happened to Philip, and why we are promoting a seasonal awareness campaign and how to prevent Naegleria fowleri. If I could tell you one thing that Philip would want you to know, it would be to enjoy nature, but to remember that natural bodies of water are alive.